Tango Quebec. Do we have a net control for the TechNet? Is there a net control available? It's K0 Echo Tango Quebec.
Yeah, I wonder where Jose is.
I see nobody, so I'll get it going. This is Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Quebec, Phil in St. Louis, with the Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central, December 27th TechNet. First, do we have any emergency or priority traffic? Call now. None heard. So I'll get going. I'm not sure where anybody is. I ran the 11 o'clock net, which was my normal net. I have not heard. I heard that Riley probably cannot do the 11 a.m. net tomorrow. I may get he do three nets in a row. I don't know. That's fine. So this is K0ETQ, Phil in St. Louis, with a tech net. So whoever wants to come in and check in and bring up a topic, any kind of technical variety there, we can see if we can get some answers and or at least get a roundtable going. Let's get something going. I imagine the Christmas holidays may have a lot of people traveling. Maybe some people ill too. I'm not sure. I haven't heard that nobody was going to be here. So I'll go ahead and get it going. It's K0ETQ looking for a check-in to the TechNet. Call now.
K8HSY.
Okay, I got Ronald. K8HSY is the only one I heard, so go in and take it. If we don't have enough to get a TechNet going, we'll just have a regular net or a round table or something. Go ahead, Ronald, take it.
Okay, well, good evening. Anybody else that might be listening, I don't really have anything special. I just wanted to check in here. I hadn't checked in a while. It seems like we've been busy every Thursday night. Something's come up to take me away from the tech neck, which I kind of feel badly about because I think Jose's in particular has done a good job trying to keep things going and everything here. He usually puts out reminders, but I don't think I saw a reminder this week for it. But I didn't get anything new. No, I didn't get any new toys for Christmas. I almost got myself one of those I can't pronounce the name, the Chinese little handhelds that we've been talking so much about Beifan or something Dufan, I guess. I'm close, at least. And I almost got myself one of those, but I didn't. I think I'm still going to, but I just haven't done it yet. They seem like, for the money, a pretty good little unit. So, anyway, I'm going to kick it back to you, and maybe we can get something stirred up here, some kind of technical issue of some sort. So, this is Kilowatt 8 Hotel Sierra Yankee K8HSY. Back to you.
Okay, Ronald, K8HSY is K0ETQ in the Thursday night TechNet. Okay, yeah, I've got one of those, the Bofang UV5Rs, and I think I got some money for Christmas. So I was thinking about in the next couple of weeks going out on the third floor of an apartment building about getting an outside antenna, putting it out there on the balcony so I can hit some of the little further north. I hit a lot of the ones near me in downtown St. Louis. I'm in the South County and South. I'm having trouble hitting the North County ones. A couple of the West and North County ones are the ones that connect to Echolink. I can hit one of them, Echolink. I'd like to connect the other ones and get rid of my frying bacon in the background on some of the other ones. So, we'll see who else is out there. I had the 11 o'clock net this morning, ran that, my usual Thursday morning net, and I did, advertise this net, so, but I did not, I have not heard from Herb or Jose. I'm not sure, what their situations are. I know Herb has the medical condition, and that may keep him away, and I'm not sure where Jose is. I haven't seen him on the net for a few days, so. Let's throw it back out and see if anybody else is out there. Anybody at least like to check in or just come in with a topic. This is K0 Echo, Tango Quebec, St. Louis, Missouri, with the Thursday Night TechNet. Anybody just want to check in or bring up a topic, call now.
Good evening, W7ALX.
Yeah, W7ALX. Okay, I think we've you checked in either on a net I was checking into or a net I ran one day. I remember the Michael Dane. I remember that from one of the other nets. So go ahead, the microphone's yours.
Good evening, everyone. Probably everyone's traveling there. So the same here. I have a question. You made reference to remoteham.com, I think it was, and we're listening on that website. I know that's a remote controlled. It's something that I was thinking about doing here also, and so if you could just speak a little bit about it. I went up and took a quick look, but I didn't have much time to do exploring. But could you explain the website, W7ALX?
Yeah, W7ALX, KD0ETQ, and the Jersey Night TechNet. Yeah, the remotehams.com site. I've only been on it since, let me see how long. I guess I've been on it since the end of August. I picked up my general August 4 months ago and got on remote hams to do some HF. Most of those, there's a HF and VHF, UHF units on there. There's some for receive only and there's some for transmit and receive. I know when you go there, you've got, I'm looking at it right now. I just brought it up while you brought the question up. And there's 31 transceivers, receivers on there right now. Some of them from Germany, Canada, a lot from the United States. They're coming from all over the world, and you're transmitting through their transmitter. And you can actually have a skin to make it look like quite a few different transceivers. I think I have mine looking like one of the Kenwoods right now. And right now it's run by something called RCF, Romeo Charlie Foxtrot Orb, ORB, Oscar Romeo Bravo. RCF Orb is the client. I'm not real familiar with it, but if you look up RCF ORB, it's the client you have to download. And there, most of the audio on it is built into the RCF orb. Let me take a break here. Okay, K0ETQ for ID. The RCF orb has the audio built into it. Now there's I noticed one transceiver on there from Chicago that you have to run Skype, that the audio comes through Skype, because the if you're familiar at all with the Handyham remote bases, they actually run through, once you download the remote base, the audio runs through Skype, and that's what one of the ones on remotehams.com does. But most of them, the audio is inside the RCF ORB client. And like I said, I don't know a lot about the client. I just know I had to download that. I guess if you could Google RCF ORB, you might get some information on it. And that's what I use, because I'm on the third floor of an apartment building. That's what I use for transmitting, receiving on the HF bands. I mean, I give communications receivers here just to receive. And then I also get on the web SDR sites to receive, too. But to transmit, I'm able to use the same microphone I'm using now and get on there and work DX and, you know, from a lot of different places in the world. I usually use the ones from the U.S. because when they hear if you use the one from Germany and they are speaking English and they hear a U.S. call, they think they got DX. They find out they're talking to somebody 50 miles away, so I kind of stay away from the. I use the ones in Canada a lot, but I don't mess with the ones overseas too much. So, back over to you, and I'll just see if that's the one you were talking about. W7ALX and Annette, this is KD0ETQ.
Roger, W7ALX. That's the site that you were talking about. I didn't get your first name there, so the first name here is Mike or Michael, whatever you prefer. So, but thank you for that information. I'll go take a when I have a little more time. I'll stop by and take a look at that. Website. I have to admit, I did get a radio for Christmas. My other half bought me one of those Baofeng radios for Christmas. So I'm sitting here contemplating. I started programming it with some of the repeaters out here. And so I'll play around with it a little more. I also have the Kenwood, the THF6A, you know which one I'm talking about. Anyway, I have that too. That's been the workhorse so far. Anyway, we'll let you go. W7ALX, and thank you for the info.
No problem there, Michael. Glad to help out. My name here is Phil Papa, Hotel in Yalima, Phil. And we're in St. Louis, Missouri, south part of the county. Yeah, I've got, like I said, talking to Ronald there. He was talking about getting the thing in there. Everybody's getting those things. They're all over the place. I enjoy mine an awful lot. I first got it, I didn't have the software, so I had to learn. Well, I got help from a friend. I had to learn to program it by hand. I had all my repeaters in by hand before I ever got the software working. So once I did, you know, it's I really like it. I just want to get a little outside antenna on the balcony here and get something going. Hey, I see Jose's in here. So thanks a lot there for checking in there. Yeah, Michael, and I was glad to get the information. Turn it over to Jose. See you in here. KK4JZX. This is KD0ETQ and the Thursday Night TechNet, which has been recorded since I started here.
Hello, Phil. Good evening. I'm very sorry. My internet was down for a couple of hours. Just got it up and running. And how's it going there, Phil? Are you picking up the TechNet tonight? I really apologize, folks. I had called Herb earlier, but he got tied up, and I was trying to make it home, but I got stuck on the way home, and I got here about 15 minutes ago, and my internet was down when I left, and it was down when I got here, but I finally got it back up and running. This is KK4JZX. Back to you, Phil.
Yeah, okay. Jose, KK4JZX, KD0ETQ, and the Thursday night TechNet, writing you down here. Yeah, well, I got on here about 5 till. I noticed you, Herb. And then when I got to 7 o'clock, I said, well, I'll get it going. So I got the thing going. Just got to talking a little bit. We're just talking about some Baofengs and some... we had Michael in here, W7ALX, wanted to know about remotehams.com. I told him what I knew about it. So we got it going. So I got the thing recorded. So... I picked it up. I wasn't going to call nobody. I figured, well, you know, between the holidays, Christmas and New Year, I said, there are probably people out doing stuff. And Matt wasn't around on my net this morning, and I didn't hear him in there, you know, asking if somebody was around. So I figured he wasn't around, so I didn't bother calling anybody. I haven't heard Erlene in a week or so. So I just picked it up. So if you're still around, you're back over to you. KK4JZX, KD0ETQ, and Annette.
Okay, Phil, you're doing great. Thank you very much. Go ahead and continue it, and I'll, if you'd like, I could stand by here and listen in. If you need me, I could back you up, and we'll just keep it going. Thank you very much for picking up the net. Really appreciate that. This is the way it's supposed to work. If things like this happen, it's great that we have somebody to be able to pick it up, so we definitely appreciate that, Phil. Thank you. KK4JZX, back to net control.
Yeah, Jose, that's no problem at all. Like I said, I don't know how many people is going to be around. It's kind of like when I picked it up on Thanksgiving night. It ended up just being a round table, you know, but there may be some questions may come up. I don't know. Yeah, you can just hang around in the background. I got you down, and we'll see who's in here. Maybe we'll pick it up. Sometimes you think the net's not going to last long, and a lot of people pop in at the last minute. So, yeah, I have no problem getting it. And Riley's already told me he can't do the tomorrow morning 11 o'clock net. So I guess I may be doing three nets in a row, which is fine. 11 a.m., 7 p.m., 11 a.m. again. So, and net every net 6 hours, and another net 18 hours later. So that's fine. Fine with me. I'm right here in my easy chair. So I'm doing okay. And there's nowhere I really have to be. So I'm retired. So I can pretty much pick it up. So okay. We got Jose in the background then. So this is KD0 Echo Tango Quebecville in St. Louis with the Thursday night TechNet. We got anybody else that'd like to either check in or bring up a topic? Call now.
Recheck K8HSY.
Yeah, Ronald, go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah, the remotehams.org thing, I'm going to check that out, but do you know if it's accessible or how? I get the impression you have some site, maybe quite a bit of site, but how accessible is that to access using JAWS or WindowEyes or anything like that? Do you or anybody have any idea how accessible it is? Go ahead, over.
Offhand, no. I am. See, my wife is the non-sighted one in our family. Yeah, I am sighted, fully sighted, with glasses. So, I mean, I don't know if it's accessible through that. I've never had any conversation with anyone. they wanted to know if you could use it for a person without sight. I don't know that answer. Maybe somebody out there does. I've always just gone under, you know, visually using it. So it may or may not work with something like that. I know that it works different. It does not the read out, you know, speak out the frequencies like the remote bases from Handyham does. So I'm not sure. It does not speak. I know that, and I don't use JAWS. So that's a question that we can throw that out there if anybody's listening. Anybody know if remotehams.com is accessible to a non-sighted person? That'd be a good question because I don't know. I have somebody asked me that question about a month ago, and I really don't know. I'm sure it'd be easy to find out. So. We'll throw that question out there, see if anybody knows if remotehams.com is accessible to a non-sighted person, if they work with JAWS or any kind of a screen reader or anything else. I know it does not tell you the frequency. It does not read it out like a remote base for Handyhams does, so I'm not sure. So we'll try to find that out there, Ronald. So, this is KD0ETQ and the Thursday Night TechNet looking for check-ins or anybody to bring up a topic. Call now.
Check-in and drilling.
Well, sounds like Dwayne in there, 9ZIV. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yeah, thank you. And first thing last, and last thing first, whatever. I can do your thing tomorrow if need be at 11. It's up to you. I'll be here and beyond. Before time. Tomorrow. And I was wondering about, I have a Pushgrip R7 ground mounted vertical. Which I believe it does not resonate on any frequency. It's 10-40. Low band 10-40, but it doesn't resonate anywhere, and I believe the matchbox is bad. Matchbox is bad, is what it is. Whatever, come to find out, the matchbox on the bottom of the antenna is bad. Anybody know anything about them? Those in 9ZIV.
Okay, Dwayne in 9ZIV, KD0ETQ, and a Thursday Night TechNet. Okay, you said that the antenna does from 10 through 40 doesn't resonate, and you think there's a problem with the matchbox. Now, is that your question there, Dwayne? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a Pushgrab R7 ground mounted vertical with the radio built onto it already, so it doesn't need no ground radios, supposedly. And I believe the matchbox is bad in it. The matchbox, I believe that the base of the antenna, and I believe the matchbox is possibly bad in it. But yeah, it does not resonate. There's no resonate on any frequency. But my Kenwood 2000 will tune it up.
Okay, Dwayne, I guess you turned the back over to me at 9ZIV, Katie's your TTQ and the TechNet. Okay, I got the Pushgrab R7, the vertical, 10 through 40, won't resonate. You think it's a matchbox, and the one that's got the radials, you said already there. Put that question out if anybody might know anything about that antenna. Personally, I do not. Since I've always been in an apartment and never been able to put in any antenna anywhere. So we'll put that question out there. You have any more comments there, Dwayne? Go ahead.
No, that's basically. Hopefully I sound okay. I'm not too overmodulated, or I know I do have a slight speech impediment and everything, but hopefully I sound okay. And I need to give me some cup of mud. So I want to be here for a moment and see if anybody comes back with the answer about the Pushgrab R7 ground mounted vertical, if they have any experience with it. And then I'm going to go push for a cup of coffee, but I will be monitoring. November 9, Zulu, India, Victor.
Okay, Dwayne, in 9ZIV, KD0ETQ, and Annette. No, I don't have any problem. I got you there, and you can get your coffee. But I got in. I think I got Pushgrab's R7 vertical, not resonating. You think it may be the matchbox. You want the radials, and you want to know if anybody's got any information on that R7, may know anything about it, why you're not resonating on anything. You said 10 through 40. So if anybody has any information on something like that, they could let me know. So once again, I'll look through check-ins for the net tonight and see if anybody's got any questions about that, or if anyone knows if remotehams.com is accessible through JAWS or any other screen reader to a non-sighted person. This is KD0ECHO Tech on Quebec with the Thursday night Anyham TechNet. Do we have any more check-ins, or do we have anybody else with a topic? Call now. Well, nothing heard. I got we must have a lot of people traveling tonight, I guess. It was the same way on the 11 a.m. net earlier today. We had to cut it short after about 45-50 minutes. I might have made it 50 minutes, but a lot of the regulars weren't there. I got a few, I'm lucky I got a few of the check-ins, a couple of new people in there earlier today. I'm glad I got a few of them. There's a couple of the regulars, and Ron and Richard and so forth, but Jim was in there this morning with Rebecca, but a lot of people just aren't sort of busy this time of year, between Christmas and New Year. I know the Christmas, I ran the Christmas Eve net earlier this week, too. This is the third net this week, and tomorrow may be the fourth. Dwayne said he would be available to run the net. There's no problem with anybody with Dwayne running, I could be the backup on... be there, help him out with any problem he might have or any question, because I'll be around. I haven't heard Matt. I haven't tried to call him on the telephone, so I'm not sure. I haven't heard him or Arlene, so I have no problem with Dwayne getting in there and picking tomorrow's net up. I'll be around. So once again, let's see if there's anybody out there. This is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec St. Louis. Looking for any check-ins to the TechNet, just for check-ins or for any topics. Call now.
KK4, JZX, with a recheck and a comment about the remote hams. Over.
Yeah, Jose, on your recheck, with that and your comment, go ahead.
KD0ETQ, this is KK4JZX. You know, I was doing a, while you guys were talking, and Ron, K8HSY, was on, and I did a search for remote hams and screen readers and remote hams and JAWS, and I haven't found anything yet, but I went to their website and did a little bit of digging, and there doesn't appear to be anything that talks about that, but I've got to go dig through the forums. One thing that I noticed is that it looks like remote hams requires a flash, and flash is notorious for being inaccessible with JAWS. And I'm not saying remote hams is inaccessible with JAWS, but I've been a private beta tester for JAWS since version 8, and a little bit before version 8, and it seems like the issue of inaccessibility with flash is been very prevalent in the last 8 through 14, which we've worked on. So I don't know if if the developers have put in the time to make the flash accessible. If they haven't, if the website is primarily for sighted individuals, chances are that the just like the, some of the YouTube stuff, which has been made accessible, but chances are it won't be accessible. But I'm doing a little bit more digging. KK4JZX, back to net control.
Okay, there, Jose. KK4JZX, K0ETQ, and the TechNet for Thursday, December 27th. Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure myself, because I think somebody has asked me about that once, if it was accessible, and I really, we don't have, well, though my wife is not sighted, she does not use JAWS. So, I heard about Flash. I also, before I would download the RCF4 client, I had to either update or I had to download a certain version of Net Framework. I remember that. I remember when I went to RCF4 page and it said, you know, click here for download of the current version. It said first you must download Net Framework. I don't remember what version, but I had to download certain version of Net Framework and then download it. I remember that. Because I put it on one of my computers back in the bedroom and the one I'm using out here, the laptop. At both times I had to put Net Framework on there. So, thanks for the information there. And we'll see what anybody else out there has any answers. We're looking, like I said, that we had that topic. And then the only other topic we had was Dwayne wanted to know, he's got a Cushcraft R7 vertical, wasn't resonating on anything. I wondered if it was the matchbox. I wonder if anybody had any information on the R7 vertical. That is about the only thing we got so far tonight. So this is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec St. Louis, looking for any check-ins to the Thursday night TechNet, just to check in or bring up a topic. Call now. Well, there's nobody in there, so I guess we'll just keep going along here. I'll throw out a little advertisement here for a minute. So if you're interested in anything to do with HandyHam, the website is www.handyham.org for information how to join, information on when the nets are. Next week we have this Thursday night TechNet once a week at 7 p.m. Central Time. And there's also a Wednesday night net at 7 p.m. Central Time. And then we have Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. net at Central Time. And Sunday, it's a 11 a.m. Central Time roundtable. So there's something every day. And two evening nets, a Wednesday night net, 7 p.m., and the Thursday night tech net, 7 p.m. So, like I said, I guess a lot of people are out. A lot of people take their vacations between Christmas and New Year. I know my wife was able to when she was working. I was not working in weather forecasting 30 years. I worked mainly midnights. And I was there usually at midnight on Christmas Eve and midnight on New Year's Eve. I was actually there midnight when we went from 1999 to 2000. Let me take a break here. KD0EETQ on the TechNet. I was there at midnight on the December 31st to January 1st when we went from 1999 to 2000 when the big Y2K controversy was going on, and I was sitting there with a room full of computers and I think we must have had, oh, we had 70, 80 computers in there, all what was top line at the time, you know, 12 years ago, 13 years ago actually now, and we're only one of them. We still had one, so 13 years ago, we still had one running on Windows, what was I believe? The one before Windows 95, might have been Windows 3.1, I believe, if I'm correct. Jose probably remembers that one. That was before Windows 95, but everything else at that time was up to date for 13 years ago, except, and that was the only one that we had a problem with. Everything else switched over fine, so everybody was worried, but everybody, I think we went in and got our little updates or scripts or whatever we had to do to keep it going. We thought we'd be okay, and we were, so that was a good thing. But getting back to where I started, that reasoning was, just wanted to talk about the people being off during that time. I was never able to get off during the holidays. In fact, that was when it was probably when they needed us most, especially if there was bad weather on the holidays. So I'd always have to, I'd have my summer vacations. I wasn't ever able to get a winter one. So now that I'm retired, I got it all, I guess. So, well, this is KD0, Echo Tango, Quebec, Bell, St. Louis, looking for check-ins to the Thursday night TechNet. Anybody got any thing they want to talk about? Anybody got any information on the Chriscraft R7 vertical? Or any more information on Hannyhams being available to non-sighted people? Or bring up your own topic. Or just check-ins, like I said. Call KD0ETQ now.
KD0ETQ or AD0TQ. I'm sorry, I'm not getting the call. I got the call. But anyway, hit 9ZIV real quick, Richard.
Okay, yeah, Dwayne, 9ZIV, I got you in there. This is, yeah, mom call is KD0, Kilo Delta 0, Echo Tango, Quebec. Little tongue twister there, ETQ. So go ahead, Dwayne, with the recheck. And I've been asked, and I haven't heard anybody come back. We haven't had anybody come back too much at all for anything, but... yeah, if you want to be around for the 11 o'clock net tomorrow, just come in there and see who's there. You know, if I'm there, nobody else is there, just go ahead and take the net and I'll back you up. I have no problem with it. I don't know that I have any authority to tell anybody to do what net. I haven't been able to get a hold of Matt or Lean, so I'm not sure where anybody is. So so go ahead and do your recheck there, Dwayne.
Yeah. You know, Delta 0. Echo Tango, Quebec, November 9, Zulu India Victor. Yeah, I've done the net several times, WB4BM and I used to do it quite often until he became net manager and got everything going pretty good, and it's been running pretty good ever since. So I gotta give him a attaboy there for doing that there. And Susie, him and Susie got it going real good there. And it's good to have Matt in there. And Arlene. Give them a break. But I forget what I was gonna say after saying all that. What was it? I'm sorry. Had a brain freeze there, something, getting old. There's something about this net, I know, but I just can't think what it was. I wanted to correction on the Wednesday night, I believe it was at 7:30. the NEM net is at 7:30, as far as I know, unless they have changed it. The NEM net's at 7:30 p.m. TechNet's on at 7 p.m. on Thursdays, and Wednesday nights at 7:30. Which everyone probably already knows. I'm not saying nothing that everybody probably don't already know, but, you know, just to clarify that. And I believe there's a website, info.com or something, info.com, or I don't know how that is, that shows all the net times and stuff. Do you know about that, I wonder? KD0TEQ in 9ZIV.
Yeah, in 9ZIV, KD0ETQ and then that. Yeah, I know about the .info. I used to advertise it. Matt told me to drop the advertisement on the anyham.info. He said there was apparently not some discrepancy in some of the advertisement on there, and some of the net times were not correct. He told me just to use the .org. I believe at one time, I know when I first started checking in, the Wednesday night net was at 7:30. But then they, way I understand it, if I'm correct, Jose may know on this, I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure they are all at 7 o'clock. And both the night nets are 7 o'clock and all the daytime nets are 11 o'clock. I think they did that to make it a little easy instead of having that half hour off in there. I know when I first started checking in earlier in the summer, there it was at 7:30, but it was changed. Because I've checked into quite a few of this Wednesday night nets, and they all have started at 7, at least in the last 3 or 4 months. Now, I know earlier in the summer, I was checking in at 7:30, so I think they were. So you were correct there. They were at 7:30, but they have changed to 7, if I'm correct. I can go, I'd have to stop and go check .org to make sure, but I'm almost positive now that all the evening, both evening nets, there's only two of them, Wednesday and Thursday, are both 7 now. If they were 7:30, they've been changed. And, excuse me there. So we'll just talk about it, put it back out. Like I said, tomorrow, just come around there at 11 o'clock. We'll see who's around. If you want to pick it up, fine, and I'll back you up. So I don't have any problem with it. And, excuse me, I'm choking here. I talked to Matt several times before I started doing that, and I remember him telling me that Dwayne had done some of the net, so he's apparently didn't have any problem with you doing the net, so if he does, and I sure don't. So we'll put it back out there. Anybody like to check in to the Thursday night tech net? The only thing we got out there is about the handy hams, if they're accessible there to non-sighted people. It can be used with JAWS or anything like that. We got kind of an answer from Jose, KK4JZX, on the flash being a problem. And Dwayne's problem with the R7 of Chris-Craft Vertical, not getting any resonance, and maybe the Matchbox. I don't know if anybody knew anything about the R7 there. So, this is KD0ETQ, looking for check-ins at a Handyham net. Call now.
Since nobody's jumping in, I'll jump in with a comment about the hours for the nets. KK4JZX.
Yeah, go ahead and take it there, Jose.
Thank you, Phil. KD0ETQ, this is KK4JZX. The nets were changed to 7 and 11 in September when the Handyham Radio Club TechNet, this net that we're on right now, started. All the nets were changed to 7 p.m. Central, and the 11 a.m. were still 11 a.m., but that's, and the website is handyham.org, and if you click on Handyham Nets, you're going to see all the nets there. 7-11, that way it was simple and easy to remember. And Dwayne, we look forward to having you on the net tomorrow, picking up that net. And that's pretty much it, Phil. I'll turn it back to you. KK4JZX.
Yeah, okay, Jose. That's what I thought. I mean, I knew when I only started checking in the Handyham either, I believe it was July. I know it was about a month or two before I went and took my general. It was back in July. And I remember it being 7:30. That was before there was even a tech net. I think it maybe just was the Wednesday night 7:30 net and then the daytime nets. But, yeah, it's what I thought, that I used to check into them at 7:30 and then they changed. I know it was a few months ago, and that now I do remember it was when the tech net started. Everything switched to 7 and 11. They thought it'd be easier than having a 7:30 tossed in there, kind of mixed people up. Yeah, and I remember when I was talking to Matt, he said, Dwayne used to do the net. He said he hadn't done any in a while. And I know Matt has been asking on all the nets he's been checking into, and on this net too, you probably heard him, Jose, asking for, he wanted some new people to run the nets. And our people that haven't done it for a while, and Dwayne sure fits that. He's run over the nets and he hasn't done it for a while. I'll be in there and back him up if he has any problems. So Dwayne, just count on yourself as doing it, because unless Riley changes his mind, he checked into my net at 11 o'clock this morning, the Thursday morning net I run, and he said he would not be able to do it. He was almost 100% sure. And I just told him this. You know, if nobody was there, I'd take it. You know, he couldn't get anybody, and I haven't heard anything. I haven't got any emails, any phone calls from anyone. I imagine, and like I said, I haven't tried Earlene or Matt on the telephone. I just figure I can probably handle, these are things we can probably handle ourselves, and unless you get the whole, you know, conference go down, then you may have to contact some people. But, Dwayne just figure being in there close to 11 o'clock, and I'll be in there backing you up. So, thanks in there for Jose for the information on the net. So let me take a break. KD0ETQ and the tech net. So we'll see if we got anybody in there. We've gone 51 minutes, which is longer than I thought we'd go without really a couple little topics in there. But we try to run it an hour anyway. And I remember one night I thought I was going to close at a quarter till, and it went another 45 minutes. A couple people popped in at the last minute. I see in the text box we lost my second check in there. W7ALX left, and it looks like a KA to HSY has also left. Looks like the first two check-ins I had at the top there are gone. I guess with not much of a topic going on and most people being gone, it appears we have to go it out early. We'll keep trying. See if we can get any comments or anybody like to check in. So it's KD0ETQ, Thursday Night TechNet. Anybody else out there like to check in or make a comment or have an answer?
I'll check in. KCA, Foxtrot, Quebec Victor, Mark in Aurora, Ohio. Over.
Yeah, KC8FQ V in Ohio. No problem. Got you in there. So I'll go ahead and if you'd like just to check in, if you got a comment on anything, go ahead.
Yeah, no, not really. Just making my rounds. I checked in a couple of the nets on Echolink tonight. A couple in Ohio here. Over in Elyria and up in Ashtabula, and then I did an RF check in, and I heard another one. Tried to check in, but they were done already. Some weeks they go long, and some weeks they run quick. We got our snow yesterday, and we had to clean it up at work today, so it's cleaned up. And I guess what we don't want to see is any more, but we know that there will be more coming. So we got two tech nets on, because what the NORS group does over in the west side of Cleveland in the Lorain County area, N6NF would know where that area is at. They have a tech net on Thursday, and then of course you guys are now doing a tech net. So, hey, there's so much stuff that you need to know anymore, and or you don't know what there is, and maybe just listen a little bit, and you might find something out. You never know. So, hopefully everyone will enjoy their Christmas and the upcoming Happy New Year coming up. So I'll send it back to the Night Control, KCFQV.
Yeah, okay, KC8FQB. If you told me, I either didn't hear you or missed it. Could you give me your name there? Go ahead.
All right, I do not know if I did that, but that's not a problem. Mark, M-A-R-K, and the call is King Charles 8, Fox, Quebec, Victor. We're actually located about 30 miles southeast of Cleveland, about 30 miles northeast of Akron and Aurora. But Mark, okay, KCFQV, over.
Okay, Mark, okay, if you did tell me, I either didn't hear you or didn't write it down. Okay, thanks for checking in. That's right, there are a lot of nets around now, and there is a lot of information you need to know if since there's so many things that are tied in with communication systems and transceivers, receivers are all tied into the internet now, and you got so many repeaters that are on Echolink, and you kind of need to know a little bit about computers and ham radio. You can't just know about one or the other anymore. They're all tied in together. So thanks for checking in. And hold on here. I got to take care of something for just 1 second. Hey, Jose, could you pick it up for just about 2 or 3 minutes there? KG0ETQ.
Yeah, so I'll pick it up on your... I'll pick it up. Go ahead. Let me know. KK4JZX.
Okay, thanks. I think I got to take care of something with my wife for just a second. I'll be right back.
Okay, folks, this is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, and it is almost the top of the hour right now, and we're taking calls from anyone, anywhere at this time. We've got a couple topics on the table right now. We'd like to make this at least a one-hour net, and tonight it's been a little bit slow, but we've got a couple topics. We've had some questions about remote hams and accessibility, and we've also had Dwayne with his question about his antenna. So does anyone anywhere have any questions that you would like to bring up at this time? Any topics regarding technology, you name it, telephones, Echolink, radio, anything you feel the need to ask, you can bring it up on the TechNet, and we'll try to talk about it in a roundtable discussion. So go ahead. This is KK4JZX. All right, so if anybody has any questions regarding this TechNet and any other TechNet that Handy Hams sponsors, go ahead and visit the www.handyham.org website and click on Handy Ham Nets, and you'll get a list of all the nets and frequencies in which you can listen to the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet and the Daily Nets at 7 p.m., Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then 11 a.m. The rest of the days of the week. This TechNet is every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern at this time, but we're taking check-ins for anyone that has might have any questions about, Windows. If you've got questions about running Echolink on your mobile device, perhaps your Android or your Apple device, your iDevice, if you've got questions about anything that has to do with technology, we'll take it. Go ahead.
AK4QL checking in.
B4LBM checking in. KK4MOX checking in.
All right. Nice. I've got a KK4QL. I've got, that's Tracy, right? And I've got a WB4LBM, my friend over there, Jim, in Georgia. And the lovely KK4MOX. I'll come back to you, Jim, after I pick up on Tracy. Tracy, KK4QL, what's your question or comment for tonight? This is KK4JZX.
KK4QL, it's kind of a, not really no sure really how to ask this, but anyways, basically it would be involved running a Echolink node, an L or R, slash link or dash R on a computer, set it up to where... Well, you run it off-site or run it at a remote site or whatever. And, or if you wanted to run your link from remote, a computer at your home and log in, run it from somewhere else, can you actually get, Citrix or whatever it is that, anyway, let me get my thoughts right. And Citrix, or if you run a computer on Citrix, is there any way, when you log into the remote computer, you have Echolink on that computer, you bring Echolink up, that's up like you want, can you log out of that remote computer and leave Echolink running, or is that even possible? Can you set that up where you can leave a program like that running on a Citrix-type computer when you log out of it. I think I'm understandable enough, I hope, anyway. I'm not good at this, KK4QL.
Tracy, if I'm understanding this correctly, you're trying to run Echolink. You've got a link that you want to run at your location remotely, and you want to be able to take that and log in using Citrix or maybe something like that other free software. I forget the name of it, but there's a free package that you could actually get. Run Echolink remotely and leave it running. Does that mean you want to be able to connect to it from a remote location or use your station remotely? Or do you want to make it available for other people? Go ahead, Tracy. KK4JZX.
Yeah, the scenario would be if I wanted to make it available for other people, you know, once I log into that, I don't actually have it up. I mean, I don't have such a site. I'm just kind of having a hypothetical question, doing a little bit of research. But if I log into a Citrix computer, Echolink is on that computer, and once I get it all configured, and I log out of that Citrix computer and leave Echolink still running on that remote server. You know, it'd be kind of like administering it like you would one of these conference servers, only use the -L or -R on a remote server and hopefully somebody have it running when you log out of that server.
Oh, Tracy, I think I get it. I get it. You want to be able to log in remotely and keep Echolink running in the background as if it were a service in Windows or... Yeah, Windows. My goodness. That's a good question. Let's see if anybody here has an answer for that question, because I've never had that question before. I know that Matt, if he was on KA0PQW, he might have an answer for that. But the one way to do that is to run Echolink in a way that it stays running after you log out of the session, the Citrix session, or the remote connection, and I'm gathering that that's exactly what you're trying to do. And if come back to me before I move to Jim, and let me know if I understood that correctly. You want to remote into a computer that you have. You want to launch Echolink. You want to log out of Citrix or whatever the remote software is, and then you want to make sure you want to leave Echolink. Make sure Echolink stays running. Can that be done? That's your question. Sorry for the confusion, but I think I've got that hypothetical question. Is that your question, KK4JZX?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I didn't know if there was a way to actually set up a program on a Citrix server to keep it. You know, there's probably a technical way of doing it, but I mean, I just thought there might be an easy way of going into some kind of a panel or some kind of a thing on a Windows server. You know. Check this program to keep running in background. It's kind of similar to like on Linux when you type in a screen command thing, you open up two or three remote screens or whatever, and you can run a program in a screen and log off that screen, or keep that screen running somehow and log off the Linux server. But anyway, I wonder how you'd actually do that in the Windows Citrix server. How would you keep that Echolink program running on that remote server once you have to log out of the Citrix server? That's basically what I wanted to know. Yeah.
Okay. Good question, Trace. I've never done it before, but I hope somebody here will have an answer for you real quick about that. Tracy's trying to launch Echolink from remotely on a computer. He wants to log out of the remote computer and keep Echolink running, or perhaps maybe even schedule it so that it launches by itself. From what I can gather, my experience running applications and with services and all that, my career was all IT, so the application would have to run in interactive mode, meaning it would have to be as the user on the computer, but I don't know if Echolink is designed to do that. I would have to do a little bit of research. Hopefully somebody will have an answer for you on that one, Tracy. I'll come back to you after I bring up my good friend there, WB4LBM, Jim, and KK4MOX. Go ahead, it's your turn on the net. Nice to have you on here. Go ahead.
This is WB4LBM. Good evening to you and to all members on here. Well, I don't know exactly, because I don't know what the Citrix is, to tell you the truth. I don't know what that is, so There's nothing I can do on that. But as far as Echolink, I can log in or out, and it'll keep running. This Echolink runs 24/7 all the time, and whether I'm here or not, it's still going ahead on running. So you don't have to be here. It'll run itself. But you do have to keep your computer going, of course. Have to do that. It ain't gonna run shut off. The thing I was gonna mention here this evening is the same thing I talked about this morning, but I may have some stations that wasn't on there this morning. But I ran across a gadget that was it really piqued my interest in it, and I thought I'd let everybody know it exists. And that is a pin. And you stick a label on whatever you want it on, medicine bottle or a mold that you don't put in the refrigerator or anything, put a label on it. Then you sit down and put the tip of this pin on that label and push the record button, and it'll be ready to record. You record, because this is a bowl of beans, you know, whatever you want to tell it that it is. And then the next time you touch that label with the pin, it'll read back that message to you. It's telling you what's in that container. Whether it's a pill bottle or it's what it is, it'll tell you what's in it. It runs for 70 hours of recording time. And it does not have a tape. It's a digital recorder. And it runs on 2 AA batteries instead of some of the other things that we've seen. Anyway, it was a great idea. And you can find this gadget at speaktome.com. Well, speaktomecatalog.com. At www.speaktomecatalog, all one word, and .com. And it's under the recorders. You go down to the recorders, and it's right there. It's a pin. And it looks very interesting to me, being a sightless person. I can just see thousands of things that that'd be good for. Let me cycle here. There's a thousand things you could do with it. And I'm gonna get me one just as quick as I can. As soon as I get your pocketbook and stuff like that. But anyway, it's $130, basically $129, I think it is. 90, something like that. It's $130. And then the labels that you're going to put on the can, whatever you're putting it on, it comes with 370 of them. But the next round of 370 is only $30. So you get another 370 label if you want them. But I just thought I'd mention it. It sure would be nice to have around the house, put on the pins in your cabinet, and you would know what's in that can and all that sort of stuff. On your medicine, you can put down the medicine, the dosage, and all that sort of stuff. So it would tell you what pill that is and how many of them you're supposed to take, how often a day, and all that sort of stuff. So it was just something that I mentioned. It's certainly intriguing to me, anyhow. A friend of mine got one. He said he would take $1,000 for his. And he just had it since Christmas. But he said no way he wouldn't take $1,000 for it. So I got an idea that that's pretty useful since knowing him. That's all I have. A very pleasant good evening to everyone. And let me turn it over here to KK4MOH. This is WB4LBM.
Thanks, Jim. Hello, everybody. This is KK4MOX. And was that, I think it was called Pen Friend or Friend, yes, or Pen Friend Pen. Pen Friend, I think, is what they call their product, but it was very easy for me to find. With that, Jim and I were talking about it, and I went, you know, that would be great for my dad. He cannot read small print anymore. And he has a hard time telling what some of these things are saying. And I was like, even I can use that on something. These small pill bottles are absolutely atrocious to try to read. And I'm getting excited about it too. And I'm going like, I want one for my dad. And I'm going to be using them too. From what our friend said, those labels are reusable, and you can re-record messages. Like if you had your pill bottle at the doctor's office, and he says you now take a half a pill instead of a whole one, you can have him record the instructions of what that pill is and how he wants you to take it. You can have the doctor, you can push a button, have him record it, and put it on there, and you've got the doctor's record. Instructions in his voice, even if you wanted to go that route. It sounded like really neat. Anyway, this is KK4MOX, and I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. And back to Net Patrol.
Oh, Rebecca, thank you very much for checking into the net today. And Jim, always a pleasure to have you on here. And always a pleasure to hear you. Thanks for that tip, guys. Let me tell you, I'm wondering if I should go out and take a look at this, because I've got one that is called the Taddy Organizer, and this is how it sounds.
Hello.
You press a button and it tells you hello, and then you pass the pen over this magnetic surface, and what it does is it scans the magnetic surface. And if the label is empty, it will tell you the label is empty. And then you press the next button on top, and it tells you, and then you start recording. When you let go of the button, that recording remains in the device, recorded in its internal storage. And that's pretty much how that works for me. I've been using the Taddy Organizer for about 4 years now, and I've not changed the batteries yet. Would you believe it? Almost 4 years, Jim. You mentioned it was called the Pen Friend, right? And Jim, would you come back and verify that for me? KK4JZX.
WB4LBM. Yeah, that's correct. It's the Pen Friend, and it's got 370 labels come with it. Go ahead.
Wow, that sounds nice. I don't think I got 370 labels with mine. I got mine with probably about 100 labels. So that sounds pretty good. I think I'm gonna look into that, because my Taddy organizer is like I said, about 4 years old, and I'm having some issues with it now because it's been used so much that sometimes I have to run it through a couple of times to get it to scan. But yeah, wow, nice. I've got the website down, and I've got the name of the device. Definitely appreciate that, Jim and Rebecca. Definitely appreciate that. This is the kind of stuff that we need here on the TechNet, and we're gonna move on. Would you guys like to make any final comments, KK4MOX or WB4LBM, before we move forward with the next call? Go ahead.
Angela B. Repeat that URL, please, Angela B.
And we told you right, speaktomecatalog.com is the website, and the pen friend, FRIEND, voice labeling system, and I'll read what they have on their write-up right here. Pen Friend is a small handheld electronic pen that aids in labeling everything, such as cans, dry cleanable clothing, file folders, cassettes, CDs, and more. Just place the self-adhesive strip on anything you want to label, press the button, then record your message. Each time you reach for that particular item, just tap the pen on the label to hear the recorded message. Features include unlimited record length associated with each label. You have 70 hours of recording time available, or 1 gigabyte internal memory. Ability to download MP3 files, including books and music. Of course, a computer is required for that. It's 127 labels in a mix of sizes and shapes. The built-in speaker, USB cable, neck lanyard, and 2 AAA batteries. You can purchase extra labels in a package of 380. So what we do is we switched our numbers around there. And the pen measures 8 inches long. And Jim quoted the price correctly at $129.95, basically $30. And the extra package of 380 labels is $30. It's also $29.95. And that's what it says here. And you can download the memory from that pen into the computer, and have a backup available of that, which you need to. All right, back to Net Control. This is KK4MOA.
All right, great. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm definitely going to go out and get one of these because. Mine is about to go, and I need to get me another one. But I mean, imagine these kind of things have lasted last a long time, especially when I've used mine for labeling all my folders. So I've got all my filing. My filing cabinet is full of files that are important, and each of those files has a label like that, and it's recorded. So anyway, thank you very much. And I hope that everybody that was listening got the website. If not, we'll go ahead and repeat it in a couple of minutes. But we've got a question, folks, from KK4QL regarding how to run Echolink remotely from using something like a Citrix. And by the way, Jim, WB4LBM, Citrix is a remote control software where there's a host software package running on the host computer where you want to connect to, and there's a client portion on the client side. Let's say you wanted to be able to control your computer from a remote location using a laptop. You would have the Citrix client on the remote computer. And by the way, it's these days it's called GoToMyPC. I think Citrix uses the Citrix name for businesses, and it uses GoToMyPC for home use. And so what you would do is with a client, let me break. What you would do is with a client, you would connect to the remote host, and you would be able. It would be as if you were sitting in front of your computer. And that way you can do things like remote control your computer, do whatever you want. But Tracy wanted to find out if using Citrix, Echolink can be launched, and then Echolink left running after the session is closed, the remote control session. So if anybody would like to check in and perhaps answer that question, it's your turn on the net. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, it's Jose K-D0ATQ. I've been back for a while. I'm not sure. I hope you copy that in the text box.
Phil, I was just about to turn it back over to you, and after the next set of calls. But go ahead and feel free to pick it up. I hope you heard the discussion we had with Jim and Rebecca, And the question went by Tracy, KK4QL. Back to you, Phil. K0ATQ, this is KK4KZX.
Okay, Jose. Yeah, I was in there. I wasn't gone very long at all, but by the time I got back in there, I didn't want to break in. I said, check-in started coming in as soon as I left. That's what happened so many times. You think, wow, this is the end of this net, and then they get several calls right at the very end. This morning, when Jim checked in, he brought that up. He told me about it this morning. I understand it more now. I didn't completely understand it this morning, exactly what it was, but I told him, you know, probably on the TechNet would be a good place to talk about that, so he came back with that tonight. I understand now, and I'm pretty sure I understand what Tracy wants to do with Echolink remotely. If Matt was around, he'd probably have an answer for that, because either that's how he either, I know he's got his own repeater and everything, but I know he's I think he has other ways where he's running Echolink. So there's he'd have some answers in there. Just a lot of people just aren't around tonight. So thanks for picking it up there for a while. And well, this is KD0ETQ and the Thursday Night TechNet. Got a few things out there going regarding Tracy wanting to know KK4QL wanting to know about remotely running and keeping Echolink running in the background. We've got Jim brought up the and Jim and Rebecca W4LBM and KK4MOX about the speaking kind of pen type thing for non-sighted people. Yeah, my wife might like something like that. And then we've got Dwayne had a question about the R7 Cushcraft, I believe, vertical. He wasn't getting any resonance on any band there, and wanted to know if it was the matchbox. And then we had a question earlier about the remotehams.com, if it was accessible with JAWS or with a non-sighted person. And I believe Jose thought with flash involved, it may not be maybe a problem with JAWS. So that's kind of where things sit. We got any more? Well, we got an hour and 25 minutes already. So we got anybody else out there like to check in, answer any questions, or bring up any more topics? This is KD0ETQ, Thursday Night TechNet. Any more check-ins out there? Okay, well, Jose, I think we might have kind of went through it. Like I said, we've gone an hour and 25 minutes, so that's probably plenty time for go through. I'm surprised we went this long. I thought we'd be gone about a half hour ago. Looks like once you picked it up, it picked up here a little bit. Thanks to Tracy and Jim and Rebecca, and I think not sure who else checked in. I think I got all the list there. Okay, and I've got this recorded. You can let me know what you want me, if you want me to do anything with it. I went ahead and started the recording right when I right at 7 o'clock. So put out one last call for any check-ins, and if we don't get any, we'll wrap it up. It's KD0ETQ, Echo Tango, Quebec, St. Louis, with the Thursday Night TechNet. Any more check-ins or comments or questions, call now.
KD0, November, Echo.
KD0NNE, I believe that's Jim from Crystal. Go ahead.
Absolutely correct. Good evening. KD0NNE, Jim from Crystal, Minnesota. No traffic for the net. I'm just listening so I can learn something. Back to you.
Okay, Jim, thanks for the check-in. Glad to hear anybody in there. So I hope you had a nice Merry Christmas, and going to have a Happy New Year, and having a nice evening. Thanks for checking again. So this is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec. We'll throw out another last call for the Henny Ham TechNet. Any more final check-ins? Call now.
Phil, KK4DZX, just want to show you something real quick before we close the net, and then we'll close it up. KK4DZX.
Yeah, go ahead there, Jose.
I want you to hear something real quick. If you can hear it, come back to me and let me know. But the one that I have is called the Taddy Organizer, and you press the button, and here's what it says.
Hello.
It says hello, and then you scan.
Bye-bye.
If you don't scan fast enough, it says bye-bye to save battery. But once you scan... that was my recording of a label that I put in one of my files. And so I just wanted to give you that little tidbit. KK4JZX, back to net control.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Yeah, so maybe my wife might like something like that. She's always, being sighted, I always have to go in there and she'll say, what's this, what's that? It's just a lot of jewelry. I'm not sure if you could use it on jewelry or not. I guess you could. And she'll say, what color is this, what color is that? Is that something you could use on cloth or jewelry? Do you know that offhand?
Oh, no. But there's a product called the Colorina. C-O-L-O-R-I-N-A. That one, you put it on your clothes, and it tells you the color of what you're wearing. Or you go into your closet, and you start scanning stuff, and it tells you the color of the pants, or the color of the shirts, or the color of what you've got. And then they've got... small labels that you could put in on the shirts to be able to label your shirts. But with this thing, you could probably do that. But you probably want to go for color scanning of shirts. You want to go with the Colorina or download a color app for your iPhone or your Android. KK4JZX.
Okay, thanks, Jose. KK4JZX, KD0ATQ, Thursday Night TechNet. Okay, I got that written down, so that might help me out too. Because back today, two or three times, she was going through some things, what color is this and that. And, I mean, I don't have any problem with it, but she might like something like that with a... Because sometimes she always says, oh, I hate to bother you, or this or that. And, not bother me, but she might enjoy something like that. So, you want me to go ahead and wrap it up there, Jose? KD0ATQ.
Yeah, so go ahead. This is KK4JZX. Thank you very much for running the net. And thanks to everybody that joined us tonight. Over.
Yeah, okay. KK4JZX, KD0ATQ, and the Thursday Night NAHAM TechNet. We'll officially close it up and return all devices, repeaters, and everything back over to a normal amateur use. And thank everyone for... are checking in or making comments tonight. If we couldn't get answers for anybody tonight, next week you can always bring them back up again. Maybe next week we'll have a few more of the regulars back here. Maybe Matt and I'll be back here, and maybe we'll get a few things answered that we couldn't today. So this is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec. And with help from KK4JZX on the Thursday Night Hanyham Net, saying 73s, everybody, and I'll be listening, and everybody have a happy new year.
Got one for the count, Whiskey 8 Alpha.
Okay, WW8A. Okay, I got there, Wayne. You have any comment there?
I just walked in the door. Don't have a clue what's been happening, but... good to hear Jose, and I see Andy's in there in the UK. That's kind of cool. Anyway, good deal. Always enjoy the TechNet when I get a chance. It's the holidays. It's been crazy. I hope everyone's well. Hope everyone has a safe and a super happy new year. Whiskey 8 Alpha.
Okay, thanks. We just closed it out. I think Andy in there, I think he just listens most of the time, the way I understand. I see him in there all the time, and if you're in there listening, Andy, hello. I believe you're over there in the UK at about 2:30 a.m., and I believe you can, not in an area where you can speak. Maybe have someone else in the room there, you don't want to wake up, but I think that's had the understanding. You like to listen, and hello to you over there in the UK. And thanks, sir, Wayne, for checking in. I believe Jim, WB4LBM, was trying to get in there, too. Did you have a comment there, Jim? Go ahead. Okay, I believe he got doubled over, but I think he was just saying 73s because he looks like he's gone now. So he might have just been saying 73s and good night to everybody because he didn't have a comment. So it's KD0ATQ saying 73s to everybody, and have a happy new year, and see you later.
Phil, thank you very much. This is KK4JZX. I'm going QRT to the living room to listen to a little TV. Some people watch TV. I listen to TV.
KK4JZX.
Hey, Jose, before you go, let me ask you why I am messing this up. On this recording, I've only done this once. I believe you had to tell me how to do it. Can you give me a quick info on how to put that in the Dropbox? I've done it one time, and I bet I didn't mark it down.
Not a problem. You go to your My Documents folder, and there's a folder in there called Echolink. Under the Echolink folder, there's a WAV folder, and you want to grab the QSO file from there, copy it over, and remember, put it up in the Dropbox folder. Do you remember how to go through those steps of Windows Explorer and all that? Want to go over that right now? Over?
Yeah, I think I ended. Didn't I copy it and paste it into the Dropbox?
Yeah, once you right-click on the QSO file and you copy it, then there's going to be a Dropbox icon. If you're using XP, Windows XP, there's going to be one right next to the clock. Clock is bottom right. To the left of the clock, there's going to be a Dropbox folder. You want to right-click on that and select Browse Dropbox Folder. And then you find you find the Dropbox folder for the, you know, that Erlene created. And you throw it in there under TechNet. I think if it's not in there, throw it in the other folder, the other HandyHam folder, and I'll pick it up from there. KK4JZX.
Okay, I think I remember how. I guess if I goof it up, it'll still be in there. I won't have messed it up, so I'll go ahead and. I think I'm pretty sure I remember now how to do it because I did it once before. I did it on that Thanksgiving night a month ago, and I didn't have any problem with it because I believe. Herb said, I don't know if you or Herb that wanted it, but I know whoever wanted it said they got it okay, so I guess I did it all right.
Yeah, it was I who wanted it, and I usually pass it on to the folks, Pat and Matt, and then they throw it up on the website, and it gets archived and all that, so, but yeah. I'll know if it's, once it gets up there, I'll know, I'll get notified, so hopefully... it'll be cool, and thank you very much, Phil. I definitely appreciate that. I was going to bring something else up on the net, but I'll hold it off till next week. I've got a pretty nifty tool that I found, but I wanted to. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to hold it until next week. KK4JZX.
Okay, I'll go ahead after I close this out and go ahead and put that in the Dropbox. And if you don't receive it. You know, I'll be around the next day or two, and I'm sure it don't disappear. It just means I clicked on something wrong and didn't do it, and you can talk me through it or something if I can't manage to get it in there. So 73 is there, Jose, and thanks for coming on in. And I was glad as always to take anything and pick it up when nobody's there. So have a good night there, and I'll go ahead and put this in the Dropbox. KD0ETQ. I'll be QRT and 73.
All right, Phil. Thank you very much. This is KK4JZX, saying 7.